Well, maybe a shed somewhere where to keep cows, to keep the cows in. Milk them in that shed, maybe a stall somewhere where bring me. Now you take a barn that I have, that I had this tree, I think about four stalls there, and then they had a big stall there where that cow, where they used to bought the cow in, you know, where the milk and everything fed her. See, what they do, they bring me milk them, but sometimes they keep up all night, and then again, they kind of turn out, you know, good.
What would you call the area where the cow would be outside the barn?
Outside the barn, a lot that's on
there. That's a cow lot. How about hogs? How would you keep hogs?
Well, they usually had pastures a whole lot for hogs, you know. He might keep one of them. Some day when I back in, every time they had hog pens, a hog lot, he one of them. And St. Bovalo's and he kept hogs. And most time they were dry. There was nothing growing in there. He fed them everything that he got. But now it's a little different. Now most of the hogs are grown in pastures. They grow plant pastures for them, and they grow in there. And it's much larger place where the hogs are.
In a small kind of family farm, if you had the hogs in a pen,
well, they usually had a hog lot, you see, that they let them run in for a while. You know, it probably might be, could be an acre, could be a half acre, could be less than that. But when it opened, the way it could kind of range around. And before the killing, maybe 6 weeks, something like that. 6 weeks before they killed him, they put him up in a pen then, you know, they put him in a closed plate. They built a floor on the thing, you know, have him up on it. And they just feed him, you see, and he didn't have too much space to move around in.
What was the idea?
Fatten.
Oh, I see. Just feed him with all
of it. Fat. Well, you see, the thing back in the old days, logs were valuable, you see. And before they had all this vegetable shortening, you see, and it's lard, you know. Lard used to be more valuable than the meat.
I see. So, by 6 weeks, you'd be fattening
him
up.
Fattening him, they put the corn to him, lard type. Oh. Uh-huh. And, well, I can tell you, I got a picture in a book back here, a picture of a hog back in 1922, which was national championship hog. He was a great big fat hog. His stomach was about dragging the ground. But now, today, it's altogether different. They don't grow them for that loss. He was growing them for lard back in there.
What was the idea of keeping him off the ground and dry?
They put them up on the floor. I guess it
was. What was that?
To keep him more clean? Yeah, keep him dry, keep him out of the mud. See, now if you put a pen, put him in a small place, and then it's on dirt. You see, it's getting muddy and water and stuff. You know, getting muddy in there. You see, and keep him up in a dry place. You see.
How about chickens?
Well, they had chickens. They grew chickens too, didn't they? Grew monster for eggs, well, they grew something food to eat, you know. Well, heck, they didn't have no freezers and nothing like that to keep them in, but they would just put them up, you know. They grew them for like in the springtime when they would probably sit in, you know, put maybe a dozen eggs on there, and she'd hatch them, she'd raise them a chicken.
Would you, was there a special place that you keep the mother hen and the chickens?